Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila Illuminating Society. And the topic of our today's silsila is repent before it's too late. Before we start with our silsila, let us first listen to the virtues of Durr-e Pak. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, came out of his blessed home. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stepped forward and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, may my father and my mother be sacrificed upon you. The signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, indeed, Jibreel alayhi salam just came to me and said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, whosoever recites Durood-e Pak upon you once, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him the thawab of 10 good deeds and will remove his 10 sins and will elevate 10 of his ranks. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, without good intention, no reward is granted. So before we begin with our silsila, let us make good intentions. As it is mentioned in the hadith, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let us make intentions that I will watch the silsila from the beginning till the end. I will watch the silsila for the pleasure of Allah. I will note down the important Madani pearls which I learned from the silsila. And most importantly, whatever knowledge I will gain from this beautiful silsila, I will try and make amal on it, as well as I will try to spread its knowledge to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and said, I commit many sins. Please tell me a cure for sins. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi told him the cure for sins. And the first cure for sins which Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi gave him was that whenever you have made a firm intention to commit guna, give up eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon hearing this advice and nasihat of Sayyiduna Ibrahim rahmatullah alayhi, the man said, what kind of nasihat are you giving me? How is this possible? How can I live without eating the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal? Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, see how bad it is to disobey the one whose sustenance you are eating. Then giving the second advice, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when you have made a firm niyat to commit guna, go out of Allah's land. The man exclaimed, How is this possible? Wherever I go, north, south, east, west, up, down, everywhere I will find the land of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is impossible for me to get out of His kingdom. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, see how bad it is to disobey the one on whose land you are living. Then giving the third advice, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when you have made a firm intention to commit sin, go at such a place where Allah Azza wa Jal cannot see you. The man said, how is it possible? For everyone is seen by Allah Azza wa Jal. No one is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal. He is aware of even the conditions and the state of our hearts. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi replied, see how bad it is to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal despite believing Him being Samir, the one who is all hearing, and Basir, the one who is all seeing. You are saying for sure that Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing you all the time. Even then you are always committing sins. Allahu Akbar. Then giving the fourth advice, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, when the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, comes to seize your soul, tell him to give you some grace so that you may repent. The man said, I don't possess such authorities. Nobody will listen to me. The time of death is already fixed, and I will not get even a second's grace. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if you know you are powerless and cannot get grace to repent, then why don't you prepare? And why don't you make tawbah before the arrival of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam? And then giving the fifth advice, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, after your death, when Munkar and Nakir enter your grave, turn them out of your grave. The man said, how is this possible? I cannot turn them out of my grave. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if you don't possess such authorities, then why don't you prepare to answer their questions? Then giving the sixth advice, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, on the day of Qiyamah, when you are ordered to go to Jahannam, then refuse to go. The man said, I will be dragged and thrown into hellfire. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said, if your state and condition is such that you cannot give up eating Allah's sustenance, you cannot get out of His land, you cannot hide yourself from Him, you cannot get any grace to repent, you cannot turn Munkar and Nakir out of your grave too, and you cannot save yourself from the punishment of hell, then you should give up sins so that you can protect yourself from all these troubles. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the six cure for sins in form of advices given by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi had such an inspiring effect on the man that he wept bitterly and repented sincerely from all his gunas, from all his sins, and remained firm on his tawbah till his death. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us through their sadaqah. Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is also a nasihat for us as well. Whenever we make the intention or niyat to make guna, to make sins, we should remember this beautiful nasihat given by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are boundless and enormous. He Azza wa Jal forgives all the wrongdoings of His servant. Therefore, we should also remain firm on constant and sincere repentance. Remember, sincere repentance is only achieved if we act upon its three conditions. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani channel, there are conditions for Tawbah as well. And the conditions are, number one, feeling regret over past sins. Number two, abandoning sins. Number three, making a firm resolution not to commit sins again. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazil Barelvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has stated, true repentance means immediately abandoning the sins, having deep regret and remorse for having done the sin, and acknowledging that the sin is disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to make a firm resolution not to commit that guna again, and carry out possible recompense for it. Dear viewers of Madani channel, so keeping in mind the conditions of repentance, we should never stop repenting. If any sin is committed, with humility and humbleness, immediately seek forgiveness in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If any guna is committed again, then seek forgiveness again. If again it is committed, then seek forgiveness again, keeping in mind the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal each time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of this, you will develop a mindset of refraining from sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from guna, and may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our tawbah in His best court. Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Rabi' bin Usman Taimi Rahmatullah Ali has related, there was a very great sinner whose days and nights passed by in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was drowned in the oceans of sins. But Allah Azza wa Jal intended good for him and made him realize his wrongdoings. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when Allah Azza wa Jal intends good for any of his bondsmen, He Azza wa Jal blesses him with the privilege of regret and repentance. Allah Azza wa Jal granted mercy to this person. He was then deeply ashamed of his guna. The curtains of negligence were lifted from his eyes, and he pondered over his many sins and decided that now he should seek repentance in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence, he said to his wife, I will repent for all my past sins and seek forgiveness in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He Azza wa Jal is the most merciful and most gracious. He Azza wa Jal will certainly forgive me. I am now going in search of such a person who is able to intercede on my behalf in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Saying that, he set out towards the desert. Upon reaching a deserted place, he called out loudly, O earth, you be my intercessor in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O sky, you be my intercessor in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O the innocent angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, O masoom angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, at least you intercede on my behalf. He continued crying and saying to everything to intercede for him. Finally, due to excessive weeping, he fell unconscious. His method of repentance over his sins was accepted graciously, and an angel was sent towards him, who picked him up, dusted his head, and said, O the bondman of Allah, I have good news for you. I have glad tidings for you. I have khush khabri for you. Your repentance has been accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon this, he became overjoyed and said, May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on you. Who will be my intercessor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Who will intercede for me in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal? The angel replied, "Your fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is such a blessed act, which itself will be your intercessor, and this admired method of repentance of yours also will intercede for you in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them, and through their sadqah, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal plays an important part in the salvation of our hereafter, because the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is a great source of motivation to perform ibadat and to refrain from forbidden acts. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, our lives are very short. In fact, the present is the only time which we have. Any hope for having time in future is nothing but a deception. It is possible that we meet our death the very next moment. Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated in a hadith, "Ightanim khamsan qabla khamsin, shababaka qabla haramika, wasihataka qabla saqamika, wa ghinaka qabla faqrika, wa faraghaka qabla shughlika, and wa hayataka qabla mautika." Appreciate 5 things before 5 other things. Number 1, youth before old age. Number 2, health before sickness. Number 3, wealth before old age. Number 4, leisure before being busy. Number 5, life before death. Allahu Akbar. It is a beautiful advice and nasihat given to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "There are 2 such favors about which many people are in deception. Number 1 is health, and number 2 is leisure, free time." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a sick person can better realize the value of health as compared to a healthy person. And an extremely busy person knows well the significance of time. Those who have a lot of free time are not normally aware of the importance of these precious moments. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, value your time and utilize it in the best possible way by refraining from unnecessary talk, useless actions, and useless company, meaning useless friends who waste their time, in jokes, who waste their time in useless conversation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us value our time before it's too late. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most forgiving, most merciful. He himself says in the Holy Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam ya'lamu anna Allaha huwa yaqbalu at-taubata 'an 'ibadihi wa ya'khudhu as-sadaqati wa anna Allaha huwa at-tawwabur rahim." Translation from Kanzul Iman: do they not know that Allah only accepts repentance of His bondmen and He takes the charity? And that Allah only is the most acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, asallahu an yatuba alayhim, inna Allaha ghafurur rahim." Translation from Kanzul Iman: it is likely that Allah will accept their repentance. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that I am the most merciful, I am the most forgiving. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us repent before it's too late. Let us turn towards His mercy before it's too late. Today the doors of mercy are open for us. Let us repent before it's too late. Before the time of our death arrives, let us repent before our soul is taken, before Hazrat Malakul Maut Ali Salam seizes our soul. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah in His blessed court. And may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our tawbah in His court. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how gunahgar a person can be, remember, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will always overcome his guna. He Azza wa Jal forgives all the sins, and He loves the tawbah of His bandah. Let me narrate one waqia of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali. Before his repentance, he was an alcoholic. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali was once going somewhere in a drunken state. On the way, his eye fell on a piece of paper on which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written. He picked it up respectfully. He Rahmatullah Ali then bought some fragrance which he applied to the paper and then placed it at a high place in reverence. At night, a saint Rahmatullah Ali had a dream in which he heard someone say, "Go and tell Bishr that he made my name fragrant, honored it, and placed it at a high place, we will also purify him." Subhanallah. After the saint woke up, he thought to himself, "Bishr is an alcoholic. There is perhaps some misunderstanding on my part about the dream." Then making wudu and offering nafla salah, he went to sleep again, but had the same dream for the second and for the third time with the same instruction, that is, "Our message is indeed for Bishr. Go and convey our message to him." Therefore the saint went out of his house looking for Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali and learned that Bishr was in the gathering of alcoholics. Reaching the gathering, he called out Bishr, but was told by people that Bishr was in a drunken state. The saint then said to people, "Go and somehow tell him that a man with a message for him is standing outside." Someone went and told him of this. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali said, "Ask him as to whose message he has brought." When asked, the saint replied, "I have brought the message of Allah Azza wa Jal." When informed of this, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali was overwhelmed and immediately came out barefooted. Hearing the divine message, he sincerely repented of his sins and attained such a high spiritual rank that he began to remain barefooted due to the extreme degree of witnessing divine omnipotence. This is why he Rahmatullah Ali became famously known as Hafi, meaning the one remaining with barefooted. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how Allah Azza wa Jal forgave and accepted the tawbah of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali? He was an alcoholic, but Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his tawbah. From this waqia of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, we should learn. It should be a motivation for us that no matter how big gunahgar a person can be, his tawbah can be accepted in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we all know that he is the most merciful and most forgiving. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not only bless him in this world, but Allah Azza wa Jal gave him so high maqam and so high status that even after his death, Sayyiduna Qasim bin Munabbi saw him in a dream and asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika? How has Allah Azza wa Jal treated you?" He replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me and told me, O Bishr, I have forgiven you as well as all those who attended your funeral salah." Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi says, "I then requested, O Rabb, forgive even those who love me." Allah Azza wa Jal said, "I have forgiven all those who love you till the day of Qiyamah." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how high maqam and status Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi? May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us through his sadaqah, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to repent in his court. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to mention one more waqia regarding the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam passed by a grave and noticed that the buried person was being punished. After a while, when he passed by it again, he saw that the grave was shining from inside and the divine mercy was being showered on it. Astonished, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that the secret behind this be told to him. Allah Azza wa Jal said, "O Isa alayhi salam, this person was being punished because he was a grave sinner. When he died, he left his wife pregnant, who gave birth to a baby boy. Today, his boy was sent to a madrasa, where the teacher made him recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O Isa, I had haya, shyness, to punish the man under the earth whose son is mentioning my name on the earth." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this waqia, we came to know the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is enormous. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his bondsmen. Allah Azza wa Jal accepts the tawbah of people. Allah Azza wa Jal even forgives people through the sadaqah of others as well, through the sadaqah of his children, of his offsprings as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to teach our offsprings, to teach our children the righteous a'mal, so that it may benefit us in this world as well as in the hereafter. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, when a person commits guna, his heart becomes black. His heart becomes hard. Remember, our hearts should be kept clean and purified. Our hearts should always be filled with the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But if our hearts are dirty, if they are not clean, then remember, our hearts will become hard and black. As it is mentioned in the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person commits a sin, a black spot forms on his heart. When he commits a sin second time, second black spot forms on his heart. And it continues until his heart becomes black. And as a result, thing of goodness does not affect his heart. Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now obviously, the person whose heart has gone rusty and black, how will the words of goodness and advice affect him? Whether it is the month of Ramadan or not, for such a person, it is extremely difficult to abstain and to refrain from sins. He does not turn towards virtuous deeds. Meaning, any advice given by elders, any advice given by his parents does not affect him. Because his heart has become hard. His heart has become black. So no advice, no nasihat does affect him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us repent before it's too late. Let us make sincere tawbah in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As we all know that He Azza wa Jal is the most merciful, most forgiving. And remember, He Azza wa Jal is so merciful that He will turn our bad deeds into good deeds if we repent sincerely in His court. Yes, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal has the authority and has power to turn our bad deeds into good deeds. As we all know that He has power over everything. For surely, if we sincerely repent in His court, He will turn our bad deeds into good deeds. As He Himself says in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. One who repents and accepts faith and does good deeds, so Allah will turn their evil deeds into virtues. And Allah is the most forgiving and most merciful. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, Allah Himself is giving us basharat, glad tidings, that, oh people, I will turn your bad deeds into good deeds. So let us sincerely repent in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us not waste our time. And let us make dua sincerely in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal through the sadaqah of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, as well as through the sadaqah of awliya-i kiram. Inshallah, if we will make dua through their sadaqah, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept our dua. And Allah Azza wa Jal will even grant us high status in this world as well as in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we conclude with our silsila, it is a humble request to all our viewers to join the beautiful mahal of Da'wat-e-Islami. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, make it a habit to attend the weekly sunnah inspiring of Da'wat-e-Islami, which takes place in your area. Make it a habit to travel with the devotees of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam in Madani Qafila. Let us travel in Madani Qafila for at least 3 days in a month. And if possible, once in a year, let us travel for one whole month continuously in Madani Qafila. And if possible, make it an intention that we will travel at least for 12 months continuously once in our life in the beautiful Madani Qafila with the devotees of Rasul. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae da'wati islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, by joining the beautiful mahal of da'wati islami, you will get the jazbah, you will have the enthusiasm to perform good deeds, to perform righteous a'mal, and you will have the company of righteous people. You will be surrounded by Ashiqi Rasul, and you will also develop a madani mindset to refrain from sins as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to act upon whatever we have heard, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to pass on the message to other brothers as well. Keep on watching Madani Channel. Amin, bijahi Nabi al-Amin, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.